cracked and damaged, this home in Joshimath has become unlivable. As he surveys the damage, Rajendra Lal tells us he first spotted cracks in 2021, but he says authorities ignored him. These became wider and destroyed his home.
We are living in fear. We don't know what the future holds for us. We haven't eaten properly for days. The children are missing school. Our daily routines have been disrupted. We are struggling and don't know how to handle the situation.
Similar damage can be seen across this small Himalayan town in northern India. Roads have fissures, many homes are falling apart. Nearly half the town has been affected. Joshimath is a gateway to Hindu and Sikh religious sites. It's also an important military base near the Chinese border. Authorities are blaming bad drainage systems and overpopulation for sinking this land. Authorities have moved hundreds of people to temporary shelters. Families are sharing one room and have brought basic supplies. The Rawat family says they spent all their savings to build their home. They're anxious about their future.
We are shivering in this cold. It's tough for the children. We have to warm milk for them. It's becoming difficult to look after them. Authorities are giving us food, so at least that is taken care of. But what about our future? What will we do?
Experts say they've been warning authorities about the pace of development in the area for decades. They are blaming corruption and lack of leadership for the disaster.
No government has tackled this issue properly. They didn't listen to scientific advice. It's not just Joshimath. There are several other towns which have come up in similar locations and could face similar disasters in the future.
Authorities are marking high-risk areas and homes. They're also offering $1,800 as compensation. Several people are leaving town before the situation gets worse. Many say they will need more money from the government so they can relocate and start rebuilding their lives. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Joshimath, Northern India.